USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senate leadership announced on Monday that they have reached a deal in the framework for former President Trump's impeachment trial, which will start on Tuesday.
All parties have agreed to a structure that will ensure a fair and honest Senate impeachment trial of the former president.
The timeline would allow the trial to wrap up as early as next week if both sides agree not to call witnesses. Now with the news that Congress is considering lowering the income eligibility threshold for the third round of stimulus payments from $75,000 to $50,000 for individuals and from $150,000 for married couples to $100,000, some are calling it an attack on the middle class. Major League Baseball and the MLB Union reached an agreement Monday night on health and safety protocols that will cover the 2021 spring training and the regular season. Spring training is scheduled to begin February 17th. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for the Freedom Health Alliance. Our nation is in such turmoil, and our immune systems are facing the most stress perhaps in history. Freedom Health Alliance is like the cavalry coming to the rescue. They offer remarkable natural products to supercharge your immune system. And now they're offering a very special package of products only for my fans and listeners, saving you 50% on products that I personally use and love. My personal favorite, Active Silver Solution, plus Liquid Vitamin D Complex, Premium Probiotic Formula, and Natural Immune Support. This bundle of products, handpicked by me for you, is 50% off. These products are making a dramatic difference in my health. My energy is up. My brain fog is gone. I need less sleep. And of course, the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. Call Freedom Health Alliance 888-910-0341. Use promo code WAR to get 50% off the Root Freedom Bundle. Call now 888-910-0341 or visit FreedomHealthAlliance.com. 50% off FreedomHealthAlliance.com.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell announced recently that football stadiums could be used for COVID-19 vaccine inoculation centers. One such stadium is already doing so. USA Radio News, Tim Berg explains.
On Monday, President Biden and Vice President Harris got a virtual tour of a coronavirus vaccination center at a stadium in Glendale, Arizona.
State Farm Stadium is the first 24/7 vaccination site in Arizona. We are averaging between 8,000 and 9,000 vaccines per day.
The virtual tour being conducted by Dr. Kara Crist, director of the Arizona Department of Health Services. State Farm Stadium is host of the Arizona Cardinals NFL team. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Approximately 10% of the U.S. population has been vaccinated so far. Texas Republican Representative Ron Wright died Sunday, about 2 weeks after contracting COVID-19. The first sitting member of Congress to die of the virus, Wright had been undergoing treatment for cancer for years. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
New deportation rules by the Biden administration will be more of a welcome mat than a deterrent toward illegal immigration. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki reports.
U.S. Citizenship and Immigration will reportedly issue new guidelines to their agents this week, revising how they handle arrests in a move that's expected to reduce the number of deportations. The new guidelines coming after President Biden's executive order to put a 100-day pause on deportations was blocked by a federal judge. Representative Henry Cuellar says he's reached out to the White House to express his concerns with the new immigration policies. The Texas Democrat tells Fox News that he's seeing concerning changes in the patterns of border crossings.
Even before the election, I said, hey, we got to be careful as to how we deal with the borders, because what I'm seeing now at the borders, we're seeing groups coming in. Mm-hmm. You might not see the caravans, but you're seeing large groups of 50 to 60. In fact, in my area, we had about 263 individuals the last week in two large groups. So the thing is, what do you do with those individuals? And then what do we do about deportation? And we have to find balance of what ICE has to do.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
ICE deported about 186,000 people from the United States in 2020. That was down 30% over the previous year and the lowest number in more than a decade. In a continuation to further divide the makeup of American government, the U.S. Department of Justice, as soon as Tuesday, is expected to ask 56 attorneys appointed by former President Trump to submit their resignations. USA Radio News.